First of all, I want to explain, I want you to understand what is our practice. Our practice, we say, just to sit. It is just to sit, but I want to try to explain as much as possible what do we mean by just to sit. The practice it's usually, practice to expect something. At least, if you practice, some way, some practice, you will your practice will be improved. And if there is a goal of practice, or if you practice aiming at something, you will your practice supposed to reach, eventually the goal of practice you expect. And actually, if you practice, your practice itself will be improved day by day. So that is very true, But there's another, one more, understanding of practice. Our practice is, another understanding of practice. We practice it, our zazen, which different, understanding of from this, but we cannot ignore the progress in our practice. Actually, if you practice, day by day, you make a big progress, and actually, it will help. Your practice will help your health and your mental condition. That is very true. But that is not, full understanding of practice. Another understanding of practice is, when you practice, there is goal is there, not, 1 year or 2 years later, but when you do it, right, there is goal of practice. When you practice our way with this understanding, there's many things you must you must take care of. So that you could be, or you will be. You will be concentrated on your practice. You will be completely involved in the practice you have right now. That is why you have various instruction, you know, about your practice, so that you can practice hard enough to feel, you know, the goal of practice right now when you do it. You may ask me, you know, then my practice, you know, usually, even in session, my practice is not good enough to feel the goal of practice, or to feel full meaning of my practice. You may ask in that way. Here, you should apply another idea of practice. And you should know there is, you know, progress in your practice. But even though your practice is not good enough, you know, even though your practice is, bad, you say my practice is bad, but even so, there's no other practice for you right now, you know, good or bad, you know, that is your own practice, you know, there's no other way to accept yourself, to have approach to the perfect practice. There's no other way. If so, you know, you shouldn't say your practice is good or bad. You know. Even though you fear your practice is bad, that doesn't help your practice. Even though you say my practice is excellent, it doesn't help so much. Your practice is same, you know. You are talking about your practice in various ways, good or bad. That's all. But we should know this point, first of all. Actually, this is how you understand teaching, Buddhist teaching. For us, you know, whatever it is, whatever you see, whatever you hear, that is actually Buddha's teaching. That is very true. And so all the teaching, Buddha or Patrix taught us, is interpretation of the truth we see, you know. Interpretation of the actual reality. It's the teaching, you know. Although according to the situation, according to the time, there were many ways of explaining it. You know, Buddha explained it. In his own way, according to the people, according to the people with him. Bodhidharma, you know. give instructions to Chinese people, you know, in his own way. But Buddha and Bodhidharma, you know, understood his friend is Buddha and his follower is Buddha. And Buddha is nothing but what they saw. That is very true. But there is another side of the teaching. Without Buddha, without Bodhidharma, without people, you know, who may see things, you know, who live in this world, there is no beautiful flower or bright star, because we are here, and because Buddha was there in India, there were teaching. That is another side of the truth. It means that there is, you know, what you see is expression of, you know, embodiment of the truth. But at the same time, for us, you know, subjectively, it is your own understanding of the truth, you know. But when the understanding of yourself and embodiment of the truth, you know, become one, there's real, you know, truth. Even though, you know, scientists, you know, explain the reality very carefully, you know. That is not truth we mean. The truth we mean is, you know, truth which is experienced actually, you know. The fact, through the fact you are facing to it, come together. That is, you know, actual truth which will help us, which is our own. So we say just sit, you know, just sit. And why we say just sit is because we have Buddha nature. So you just sit, you know. Then there is Buddha nature. So you just sit. We say so. But that is not. That is, if you understand fully, that is good explanation, but there is misunderstanding. Most people will misunderstand just to sit. And moreover, we say, even though your practice is not so good, that is perfect practice. So just to sit. Just sit. But what you will understand will be, because of your scientific mind, where scientific mind will understand is you see, you objectively observe your understand your practice or see your practice or someone's practice, Oh, anyway, they are sitting in the Buddha hall, So that is good practice, perfect practice. There will be no need to encourage them, And there's no need for them to sit all day long. Maybe if as much as possible, if they sit, that is okay. Even 1 hour is okay. One period is enough. If you may understand in that way, that kind of understanding is maybe you could say superficial understanding, but more clearly, if you want to understand this point, it is understanding of truth. As an embodiment of the truth, You don't understand. You have no understanding from the viewpoint of your subjective sight. Truth is there, always there. But if someone who do not observe the truth, accept the truth, that is so-called painted cake, cake on the paper, which you cannot eat. Even though you are actually sitting, you are eating paper, cake on the paper. So there's no taste, and you give up because it doesn't mean anything actually. Oh, then it's not good, It doesn't mean anything, even though we sit 7 days. Doesn't result anything. So maybe better to go to downtown and to eat something instead of food Zen Center provide. That will be exactly what you will understand. But maybe you fool yourself, you know. And you are pleased, you know, when people call you Zen student. That's all. So your practice is encouraging the ego, you know, your ego. You are not practicing Zen. If just to sit is like that, then does not mean anything. This is more like intellectual, more or less intellectual understanding, plus something, you know, plus some effort, physical effort. But our true Zazen cannot be like that. If Zen is like this, like that, Zen will not survive, you know. Couldn't survive so long time. Long time ago, Zen must have vanished from this world. Why Zen? You know, still alive. It's because of the other side of the truth, you know. To accept the truth as your own. Various, you know, patriarchs and great, sage of Buddhist or various religion said, you know, Buddha, you know, left teaching just for me, you know. Nichiren said, you know, Buddha left Lotus Sutra just for Nichiren, just for me. Not for anyone else, just for me. If that side is forgotten, you know, the Buddha's teaching is nothing. Nothing but waste paper. Just for me means, you know, it is not arrogancy. You know. Just for me means, you know, because when he has full appreciation of the teaching as his own, you know, he said, all the teaching is just for me. That is the side. That is the spirit we need in our Zazen practice. Everyone can be, you know, Nichiren. Everyone can be Dogen or Bodhidharma. Because I practice, you know, Zazen. There is Buddha, there is Dogen, there is Bodhidharma, and there is Buddha's teaching. Actually, you know, We should realize that, you know, I am, you are only, you know, one being in this world. No one else exists. You are the only one who exists in this world. And that is very true. No one can take over your position. And that is very true. So all the teaching is just for you. Now, when you are young, you have no such feeling, you know. You think you live 50 more or 100 more years. So today it's not so valuable for you. If you become my age, you know, you really feel I am just one being, you know. No one can take over my position, you know. So I must not fool myself, you know. This is very important point for Zen students. Maybe for everyone, but you know, especially for those who practice our way, this point is very important. Without this confidence or this understanding, you know, your practice will be involved in, you know, various, you know, you will expose your weakness in your practice, you know. Oh, no, I am not, you know. I am not good enough, you know, to practice Zazen, you know. Look at me, what I have been doing, you know. I cannot practice, you know. Zen is so beautiful and so perfect. How is it possible for me to join, you know, their practice? You will expose your weak, various weak points, and you will, you know, feel, actually feel various weakness of your character and of your conduct or habit, you know, you have. And, you know, in a calm sitting, this kind of, you know, feeling will occupy you. And you cannot sit. But whatever you say about yourself, you are only one, you know. You cannot escape from this world because the whole world is yours. That is, you know, that is very true. More than, it is more than truth, you know, which we can talk about. This is ultimate truth, you know. How you can deny this fact that you are, you know, only one person? Even though you can criticize yourself. That is easy. But how you can deny this fact? That is, you know, that is a point we should face. If you understand this point, you know, you have no time to say good or bad, good practice or bad practice. Because you turn deaf ear to this truth, you have time to criticize yourself. When you realize this point, you can hear or you can see the truth, and you can practice Zazen. You can accept the truth, whatever it is. You know, whatever you see, that is truth. That is expression of the truth. How you, you know, we say our practice is to open up yourself for everything. Everything you see as the embodiment of the truth. As a bodhisattva, as a Buddha. To open up yourself. Open up yourself and accept Buddha. This is why we practice Zazen, and why, you know, everyone can join our practice. And this practice, why this practice includes every activity you have in your everyday life. This kind of practice. Our practice is so not usual practice. Cannot be, must not be usual practice, which could be compared to various kind of practice as a means of, you know, attain something, to acquire something. By long, long experience of many people, you know, form we take, and the way we take breathing, various instructions was accumulated human experience. So it is at the same time our practice can be, you know, accumulation of human experience as, you know, science, scientific knowledge is. But the difference between scientific knowledge and Buddhist wisdom is Buddhists put emphasis on more subjective side of the truth. Not object, it is not only objectively true, but also subjectively it has, you know, point which could be, you know, everyone's point. Each one of us have had this point and have been practicing our way. That is why we say every one of us is Buddha. And this is how we transmitted Buddha's teaching to us all. It is not just, you know, paper transmission. Subjective side was always, has been always with us. And this point was emphasized always. Without losing objective, you know, side of the truth. Sometimes, you know, people ignore the objective side of the truth. People who call themselves spiritual. person, ignore the objective side of the truth. That is also a mistake. But if we, you know, caught by, you know, the objective side of the truth and rely on the truth, you know, with idle attitude, the objective truth will not help you, as we human being already start to experience. You know, even though we can go to the moon, it doesn't help so much. As long as we rely on objective truth, scientific truth, you know, doesn't help. Only when we, you know, each one of us feel the truth, appreciate the truth, and when we, each one of us, you know, appreciate truth, accept the truth, and ready to, you know, follow the truth, it will work. Putting themselves outside of the truth and study the truth, you know, then when something happened to him, you know, he doesn't know what to do. Do you know that story of the dragon? No. The Chinese person liked a dragon very much. And he talked about dragon to his friend, and he painted. Dragon, and he bought various kinds of, you know, dragon. So dragon thought, if real dragon like me visited him, he may be very happy. So one day, he sneaked, the real dragon sneaked into his room. He couldn't know what to do. He couldn't even run away. He couldn't even stand up. For a long, long time, we have been like him. That is not our attitude. We should be always dragon. Not only, more than his friend. We should be always dragon himself. Then you will not be afraid of any dragon. But you may not know what is dragon is. So that is another, side of that, another difficulty, because it is difficult to appreciate, dragon. So from various angles, we should be ready to study our way. With this kind of understanding, if you practice Zazen, Zazen becomes Zazen, and Zazen becomes your own Zazen, and you are Buddha. And you can express your true nature in various ways. That is freedom from from the form of practice. Whatever you do, you can express your you will be really you. Whatever you do, you will be Buddha in its true sense. The difference between this kind of practice with this understanding and, the rigid practice with poor, superficial understanding of form and instructions and teaching, there's big, big difference. After all, as Buddha said, you should only rely on yourself. There is no one you can rely on. You should be reliant on yourself. It means that you should be boss of everything. You should see, you should understand, Buddha's teaching and our practice, as your own. combat. Don't stick to your own karma you created. You should be free from the karma, and plunge into the practice on each moment. Then, there's no karma, who will control you. You are free from karma in our practice. And if your everyday life is based on this practice, then your life is not karmic life. It looks like, the way of life of non-Buddhist and Buddhist same, but it is completely different. One is karmic life, another is the life, free from karma. In short, if you can say, "Hey," at that moment, you are free from karma. If you can say, "Hey, yes, I will," then there's no karma. When you say, "But," nevertheless, wait a moment. At that moment, you will be bound by your own karma. Quite easy. Yes, I will. That is how you keep our precepts. When you receive precepts, I may say, can you, are you sure to keep these precepts? if you think, don't kill. I may kill many things. Better not to say yes. Then you cannot receive precepts. Anyway, you should say yes. Then you are keeping precepts. You kept precepts. When you keep precepts at that moment, whole world are keeping precepts in its true sense. Scientific mind will not accept what I say. But as Buddha said, as you accept it or not, it's my problem, your problem. I dare say, if you say yes, I will, then you are free from karma. Even though, you shouldn't say, even though you say yes, you don't mean yes. That will be, someone may say, But, actually, if you say yes, if you are, if your mind is stand enough to say, yes. I may look very, look like, what? Children like maybe. But that is the way, That is the way how you keep precepts. So after giving various precepts to you one by one in this way, and after you accept various priests, maybe 250 or 500, one by one. And what I should say after is, you should keep our precept always in that way. The way we keep precepts, it should be like that. You say our ceremony to give precepts, it's just formal practice. It is not so. First of all, I may say, if you receive precepts, you will be a son of Buddha. And you will sit with the Buddha. You will be sitting with the Buddha. If you receive precepts. If you don't, if you are always involved in, karmic life, with superficial understanding of subjective or objective side of the truth, you are not Buddha. But receiving precepts or practicing zazen, through precepts. And when you actually receive it from me, from teacher, then you are Buddha. And there's no difference between, accepting truth, accepting precepts, and practicing our zazen. There's no difference. So, your teacher may say, you should, keep our precept in this way. So, when you practice zazen, your teacher may say, you are really Buddha. It is so. And your teacher may say, you should practice zazen always in that way. That is the way you practice zazen. So it is not just form. It includes, truth and attainment and, progress in your practice. You have, all kinds of, virtue in your practice. That is the spirit, you must have in your practice. Not difficult at all. If I say spirit, good spirit or bad spirit, maybe someone like Eka can be a, the Bodhidharma's disciple, without cutting your arm. Okay. Maybe 1 hour? Okay, thank you.